Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting. In this program, I have the new president for the Livestock Publications Council, and that's Lori Maud, who is with Gelby World. And if you would, first of all, Lori, just tell us about yourself and your position and organization.
Well, Livestock Publications Council, I became involved with it for the first time in 1992 as an intern with the Angus Journal, and since then had just come up through the committee structure. I was nominated to the board of directors in 1997 and moved into the executive committee position as secretary treasurer in 2001, and then just continued up the ladder, so to speak, until this year, moving into the presidency, going into 2000. It's a organization representing, you know, publication writers, service members in all livestock publications, and quite a variety of folks that we have. So,
how's the organization doing? What are you looking to do in your presidency?
The organization is really very solid, continuing to grow. We financially are very stable right now, probably the most stable we've been in many years. Had some new members join, more interest all the time. Continue to work on developing and fostering relationships between our professionals and the students out there. That's always been one of our critical things, is to make sure we have students coming up through the ranks that can fill in our publications positions within our organizations, and we'll continue to work on student development. It's one of our priorities this year. Obviously, continuing to be very dedicated to the Ag Media Summit and, you know, the programs going on there, and being supportive of those committees, and very much looking forward to going to Portland next year, and hopefully we'll have some new student programs in place to assist ag communications students.
A question that some people might ask who are learning about LPC or AAEA is, what makes them different? Or since you have magazine publishers, writers, editors in both, what really sets LPC apart from AAEA, for example?
Well, I think when you get into the Livestock Publications Council, the way our membership works is that it's not on an individual joining our organization. It's a publication that joins the organization. And we've always tried to encourage programs that help improve the... we represent a lot of graphic artists. We represent a lot of salespeople within the organizations. And a lot of the publications that are involved with Livestock Publications Council are small mom-and-pop shops, you know, where mom might do the managing of the billing, and she might be the ad manager, and the husband may be the one doing all the writing and the editing. They're very diverse in their interests, and so we've always strived to make sure that we could represent all angles of a publication. And then we have a lot of service members who are graphic artists, they're freelance writers. We have a lot of agencies that are part of our service member category. And it just, you know, encouraging them and trying to represent their interests as much as possible.
As the new president, do you have some specific goals or objectives you want to accomplish with the organization this year?
Well, I think we have a really strong foundation. We've had some wonderful leaders over the years, and, you know, obviously you never want to be the one that drops the baton, so to speak. And so I just want to continue to encourage and develop some new members into our organization. We'd love to obviously add some new publications. We know there's publications out there that aren't members yet, service members, and making sure that they feel like they have a place to call home, and that they have a place where they can continue to improve and develop those professional skills. And so that would be, you know, my primary goal, is to make sure to make it as welcoming and as much fun and entertainment, because we're all in a high stress, get it done kind of business, and you know, really need to make sure that we take a little time while developing our skills to just have some fun and enjoy each other's company.
Well, thank you very much, Lori Maud, who is the new president for the Livestock Publications Council. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.